Let each live what he was created to be. Let each live what he was created to be. Now, you say, what was I created to be? What was I created to be in this life? What was I created to be? Was I created to be something very special, very wonderful, very fantastic? Was I created to be something that I haven't the slightest idea what it is? What is it that I was created to be? Well, the thing that we want to do when we're thinking about what we are created to be is to dream about what it is that's fun to be. What is it that we delight in doing? What is it we delight in being? What is it that turns us on at every moment of our life? What is it that makes us feel very happy? Well, from moment to moment, that could be quite different. From moment to moment, we may have all sorts of unusual, spectacular, wonderful ideas coming to us. Just as little children change their mind constantly about what they want to be when they grow up. They want to be like their daddy or like their mommy. They want to be like the fire chief. They want to be the fireman, you know. They want to be the soldier. They want to be the astronaut. They want to be all these things. And why not? Why not be all of them? Because a lot of people are all of them. A lot of people don't settle down to just being one thing. They get excited about lots of things in life, and they go for it. And, you know, they have time to do it. They have time to prepare themselves. They have time to study, to become magical people in the work that they want to do. They have the opportunity to do it. They just have the time. Now, let each live what he was created to be. And we are created to be the allness of the universe. We are, really. We're created to be the allness of the universe. Now, can you be the allness of the universe? Can you be everything? And the answer is yes, because we are everything. Now, why do we want to sort of say this is that and that's that? Why do we want to say we want to be a fireman? We want to be a scientist? We want to be a father? We want to be a mother? We want to be whatever. And when we say these things, we think they're separate from the allness. And really, they're merely a reflection of what the allness is. Little children think that their fathers or mothers are God. They think that they know everything. They think that they're all wise. They think they're all wonderful. And they think, what a wonderful father. I'd like to be a father like that. I'd like to be a mother like that. And really, they don't want to. Really, they have a totally different idea of what a father should do or a mother should do. They have a totally different. And then, when they live in a family where the mother does have a job, where the father does do certain types of things, like working in an office or working in construction or working in anything at all, the children get interested in that because that's the feeling, the attitude that the father brings home from work. That's the attitude that the mother brings home from work. Children of brilliant parents, children of parents who are active in politics, active in social activities, active in the business of life, and active in many affairs, these children themselves become very active, not because they're following what their parents do, but because the parents are giving them a lead on the direction that they can go. Now, let each live what he was created to be. And let me say right now, each one of us was created to be everything. Each one of us was created to be all. We were created to be the isness. We were created to be the total expression of every beautiful thing that the world, the universe, ever could dream about. That's what we're created to be. We are the allness of the universe. Now, we shy away from saying that because we don't understand what it means. But the allness of the universe means that we are everything, that we are the sun and the moon and the stars. We are all possibilities as the humans experience on Earth. We are the all reality that we experience in the eternal, immortal heavens. We are allness. So if we say we want to be what we were created to be, then we have to begin enlarging our horizon. We have to begin expanding our horizon to include new possibilities, new dreams, new imagination. And though you do not know a lot of things today, tomorrow you'll know a lot more, and you'll say, hey, that's fine, that's interesting. You'll add into the experiences of your life all the magic of each day that comes along, all the magic of each idea that comes along. And this is who you are. You are the allness. You are the isness. You are the totality. So let each live what he was created to be. Now, if you create yourself, and we all do, if you create yourself to be an unlimited being, then go for it. If you create yourself to be a limited being, go for it. If you create yourself to be a loving, unconditionally loving person, go for it. If you create yourself to be a conditionally loving person, go for that. You say, well, how can you say that we should go for either the allness or the part of it? Well, because if you go for each step along the way and realize that each step along the way is noble and good and beautiful, if you go for each step along the way and not think that that step is going to be lesser or greater, but it's just going to be fun. And when you do that, then your horizon, your expansion moves out into fields of imagination unbelievable to a person who has never let go. And when you let go and look at the absolute allness, you begin to see things that you never dreamed of before. You begin to see things that are exciting and wonderful. You begin to see things that are so magnificent that you have to go and take care of them. And when you see these things, and when you know these things, then they're wonderful. So, do you want to be a scientist? Do you want to look into the ultimate of nature? Do you want to look into the DNA and the cells of the body and the cells of the mind and the cells of the stem cells? Do you want to be a sculptor who takes wood, clay, mud, who takes marble and makes it into something that it had never dreamed of being? Can you imagine a chunk of marble dreaming that it would be a statue? No. You say, well, a marble doesn't have a brain. A marble doesn't have a thinking system. Well, the marble is what we are. All is all of God. All is all that exists. All is all that is beautiful. And when you realize it, and when I realize it, and when we realize that all is what the allness is, then we go for it. When Rex is barking, he barks at something going by, perhaps a car up on the road, or he barks at a dog going by the fence, or he barks at something, and one minute to the next, he is interested in various things, never the same, always uniquely different, and yet it could be the same car every day. It could be the same experience every day. But when he is done with his enjoyment of barking at the car or barking at whatever he's barking at, then he comes in and he climbs up on his davenport here and cuddles down and rests and say, I've been having my fun. I've been doing what I was created to be, and that is to be curious, and that is to be wonderful, and that is to be marvelous, and that is to be all. You and I are created to be all. Each one of us can live what we are created for if we wish. Each one of us can live what we're created to be and do, because that's what we're always doing. However, some of us don't get up off the couch and do it. And others are out there doing it all the time and having the greatest time in their life. So I say to you, let each live what he was created to be. And what each of us are created to be is the allness of the universe. The magic of the universe, the wonder of the universe, that's what we're created to be. So today, let's express that creation and see all the things that we can do. And when we are finishing with our day, we say, wow, I had a ball. I had a wonderful adventure. I had fun. And I am the happiest person in the universe. Let each live what he was created to be. For in any event, that's exactly what we are doing. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you. And I see all in your life a fulfilled being that you are. And so it is.